If you have a Bible around you, open it to Matthew chapter 18. As a church, we've been coming into this new year, we really felt God speaking to us about being a people of prayer. And not that we haven't been a people of prayer, but just that this was something that God wanted to breathe on, give fresh energy and life to. And so we've been leaning into that. I said right at the beginning of the series, I was confident that if God was doing this among us, then he would be speaking to everyone. It would be a corporate thing. So, you know, we're counting on the fact that the Holy Spirit has been stirring people around it. It's not just something we're talking about on a Sunday, but it's stirring in our own lives, and that we're each finding fresh ways of praying, of going deeper in prayer. Some of that may just be God putting stuff on our hearts that we haven't had before to pray for particular things. Some of it may be the personal disciplines of prayer. You know, we looked at last time we gathered about the inward, upward, outward sort of movements of prayer and how we carry our own discipline of prayer, the tools that we can have. So you know, we're really encouraged by what God is doing, what he's stirring up in our midst, and we just pray he continues to do that.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you. This is really, really practical. But you lovely people over there, if you feel cold, there is a new gas heater over here that's really cozy and warm. And I just want to invite you to come round if you want to come and gather. There's loads of chairs around here. That's all. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's fine. I could see you were looking at me in a kind of curious way, and I wasn't quite sure. All right. Have you ever been influenced by other people to do something? You know, maybe someone has a crazy idea, a friend of yours says, let's all go and do this. And you would perhaps not have chosen to do that, but somehow you get kind of influenced by the power of numbers, by the power of people doing it. Perhaps you yourself have had an idea or a suggestion, and it seemed crazy, but as you had the courage to share it with some other people, somehow their enthusiasm gave it strength, and it came to be. You know, so often we just need other people to be standing with us, don't we? Whether it's something really positive or whether it's confronting something, maybe in your office or something, you know, there's been an issue with a colleague or a boss and you're like, something needs to be said. But it's really hard to just go on your own and address it. And so you've taken other people and you've gone together and said, we're gonna address this together. We're gonna stand up for something together. It might be something completely silly. I was chatting to a friend this weekend. He was telling me about how they'd all been coming back from a party one night, and it was the middle of summer, and they're walking down the road, and there was a golf course next to them, and the sprinklers were watering the grass in the middle of the night. And just in a moment of madness, one of them said, hey, let's go and run in the sprinklers. And so they sort of stripped off their t-shirts or whatever and went running on the golf course in the sprinkler. You know, something really stupid that you would never do, but somehow, because they all got carried away in a group of them, you know, they found themselves in a crazy situation. And you know, there's power in numbers, isn't there? There's something that happens as we agree together about something. And that's what I want to look at. That's what Matthew 18 is all about. And so would you open to Matthew 18 and let's look there at verse 15 to 20. I just want to read that together. Verse 15 to 20 of Matthew 18. This is Jesus speaking. This is him speaking. He says, if a brother or sister sins, go and point out the fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. I love this scripture. And if you've been around a church for any length of time, you may have heard that very last verse quoted a lot. You know, where two or three come together, where two or three gather in my name, I am there. And it's often sort of pulled out as a way of saying, it's important to meet. You know, let's make sure we meet together. Don't be isolated. Don't be on your own. But I think it's so important to see the context of that scripture. Because it's not simply about meeting together. It's all about the power of agreement. And Jesus starts off talking about dealing with a negative situation where someone is in sin. And he actually quotes from Deuteronomy 19:15, where it says that you can't just accuse someone of doing something wrong on your own. One witness is not enough. But in the law in Deuteronomy, it required that if someone was going to be convicted of a sin, of a crime, you had to have two or three witnesses. You had to have a group of people saying, yes, we see that's true. And that's the whole basis of what has come to be our own judicial system, isn't it? That you have a trial before a group of your peers who assess the evidence. Is this really fair? You can't just have someone say you did something wrong and then suddenly you're convicted of a crime and you get punished for it. You have to have people examine the evidence. There has to be a group of witnesses who say, yeah, on looking at the evidence, we agree. This is what happened. And so Jesus starts off in Matthew 18 talking about that. It's really important to agree. And he's referencing back to the Mosaic law on that matter. But what I love about this passage is that then Jesus takes the subject of sin, of dealing with something that's wrong, and spins it around into something way more positive, and takes this truth about addressing someone at fault and turns it into a tool, a way of releasing amazing things as well. And he says, you know, there's this principle that we've all walked in for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years that we use to address when something negative has happened. Jesus says, that principle can be taken by you as the people of God for good and used as a way of coming together and releasing good things, kingdom things. So he says, if you get two or three witnesses to come together and agree on something for the kingdom of God, there is power in that as well. And where those witnesses come up with a binding judgment on someone who's done wrong, in the same way, those witnesses can come together with a binding judgment on what is good and what ought to be released. And so Jesus says these amazing words, doesn't he? He says, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. He says, whatever you come together and make a judgment on together is going to be agreed upon in the highest court. This judgment has binding all the way to heaven. And he says, what you want to see done, if you bring witnesses around it, will have a binding effect. Now, I just find that mind-boggling. That Jesus is saying here that we can set what happens in heaven simply by agreeing on earth. I mean, that's huge. You know, we say, God, your will in heaven, let it be on earth there's something in this passage that says our will on earth is also done in heaven. There is power in this agreement that has incredible implications. And so for us, as a people of prayer, we're invited to engage with something incredible here. Jesus says when we come together and we agree on something, it will be done. It will be done. Truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. You see, we can often get nervous about those scriptures where Jesus has made statements like, whatever you ask for in my name, it'll happen. It will be done. And we go, whoa, you know, not ask for a Ferrari in Jesus' name and it will be done. You know, surely there needs to be some sort of way of evaluating the legitimacy of what's being asked for. You know, is this a kingdom request? Is this appropriate? And don't we all struggle with that in our own lives? You know, it may not be a Ferrari you're praying for, but you're like, God, give me a new job. You know, well, is that a legitimate request? Is that what's right in this situation? God, send me a spouse. You know, I want to be married. Well, is that what God is doing? God, send me some more money now. Well, is that a legitimate request? God, give our church a spanking new building. You know, well, is that a legitimate request? You know, and we can wrestle with, like, is it right what I'm asking for? And Jesus says, you know what, the simplest thing you can do is gather two or three of people around with you and share what's on your mind. Share your crazy idea. Julian says, I've got this crazy idea. You know, what about buying a house and housing vulnerable people in it, homeless people in it? Let me get two or three people around that idea. Say, what do you think? What's this like? You know, so we've met. I mean, this isn't news today, you know. It wasn't just Julian's idea and off he ran with it. He came to us and said, I've got this idea. What do you think? Then we met with Ed and the Hope in Action team and we've sat down and we've talked about it. What do you think? Does this make sense? Do you think this might be what God is doing? Let's take some time to think about it. And then we've come together and we've agreed on it. We've said, we think this is a good idea. Let's take it to the church. Get some more witnesses around this. Get some more people who go, do you know what? That really resonates with us. We think that's a good idea. So let's pray about this and let's say, so be it. Let's agree on this and see it released. We can do that as the people of God and we can do that in our own lives. That is why it's so important to pray together. The power of corporate prayer, the power of gathering other people into our situations, the power of sharing and not just being isolated on something. Do we need to see healing? Do we need to see breakthrough? Do we need to see a situation turned around? Well, get people around that and say, hey, this is what's going on for me. This is what I want to see. And the people around you might say, do you know what? We just think you're seeing this all wrong. God is doing something in that situation. Our conviction is that you need to stay right where you are. Or God is using the situation in exactly this way. We actually think you're kicking against the goads. You're pushing for the wrong thing here. You're looking for an escape when actually what God wants to do is something different here. But we gather people around that. And we may share that and people go, that's a fantastic idea. Actually, you know what? That sounds like just what needs to happen for you. You need that to happen in that situation. We are going to stand with you and we are going to agree with you. We're going to be witnesses to the fact that that should be the right course of action. Breakthrough needs to happen in that situation. Something needs to change. Something new needs to happen. It may be that something compels us in our hearts for a particular thing in our town. Maybe you've had like a crazy dream. God has woken you up in the night with some strange vision for something. And you go and you share it with other people and you go, I might be losing my marbles here. This might be completely crazy, but what do you think? I've frequently had that in our church, you know, prophetic people coming and going, I've got this mad image, you know, it's of something really weird, a river running down the high street, you know, what does that mean? And then we've talked about it, prayed about it, and it witnesses, and we're like, yes, God is saying he wants to release something here. Let's stand in agreement with each other, stand in agreement with heaven, and say yes, amen to that. It's powerful, isn't it, when we agree? I remember being in a prayer meeting and someone saying, you know, if we're going to come together and all sit around in a prayer meeting, then when someone prays something, if we agree with it, we need to say we agree with it. We need to say, yes, amen, so be it. It's not enough to just sit around in a room and one person prays, then the next person prays, then the next person prays, and in between all that, there's silence. We need someone to pray out something, and if we think, yes, then we need to say, yes. Amen literally means so be it. Like, brilliant idea. You know, imagine you sit round the dinner table with a group of friends and you say, I've got this great idea. You know, let's all go and see this film, or let's book a group holiday to this place. And everyone just stares at you. And you're like, what is that a bad idea? Don't you like it? Oh, no, it's a good idea. We think it's fantastic. Well, why didn't you say so? Why didn't you tell us? You know, give me some sort of enthusiastic, yeah, we like that. That's what it is to pray together. We are witnesses coming together around something and making judgment on it, saying, yes, we agree. That is the right thing to be praying for. What you just said there, what you just asked for, is exactly what we think needs to happen. Amen. So be it. And Jesus says what's happening there is not just some religious practice where we say a certain word and it has magical powers. He says that we have an authority to come together as community and release something. And that's why Jesus goes on in the context of agreement to say that when you come together, where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. It's not about, like, you know, if we come together and we sing Kumbaya, my Lord, together, that suddenly Jesus happens to be there. He's saying, when you come together and agree something together in my name, I am there with you, giving my vote of approval. I am saying amen too. It's as if I am there casting my vote. It's as if I'm there as a witness to what's happening. And the Father loves to give Jesus everything he asks for, doesn't he? So Jesus says, when you do that, where two or three gather together, wrestle with something and agree on it in my name, I am there saying amen as well. I am with you in it. Count me in. Have you got a crazy idea to run through the sprinklers in the middle of the night? Jesus says, if you all agree on it, I'm in. I'm there too. He wants us to use the power of this spiritual truth for good, for releasing the kingdom. It would have a way of unlocking things in heaven to agree. Isn't that amazing? And so, of course, we want our prayers to be aligned with heaven. We don't want to just be praying dumb stuff, crazy, silly stuff, and then other people just having a silly idea and just going, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. Yep, amen. You know, we want it to be aligned. But somehow in coming together in the name of Jesus, saying, God, you know, we believe that together, if we decide together, this makes sense. And we have a leadership team in our church, and we come together and we say, here's an idea. What do you think? Rebecca and I will come to our leaders and say, this may sound crazy, but we just have a hunch that maybe God is doing something. What do you think? And sometimes there's an immediate amen, like, yes, that resonates. That's absolutely right. Let's agree on that. Well, sometimes it takes a bit of processing. Well, just help me understand that a bit more. What exactly do you mean? Let's wrestle with that. Let's get some other input here. And then we'll come to a place of agreement. And then we're saying, amen, so be it. And when we do, we're releasing something. We're agreeing with heaven on it. So a very, very simple message. But my heart in it is that it would cultivate and increase what we see in corporate prayer, in the coming together. Whether it's in twos or threes, you know, we have this incredible gathering on a Friday morning of you know, three or four women who come together every Friday and just stand on things, agreeing things for each other's lives and for the church. You know, we have it in the small groups where people come together and they pray with each other and they stand in twos or threes and share and pray together. And then we have it on Sundays when we meet before the Sunday service and we gather together and we say, God, what's on your heart for today? This is what we want to see, and we agree together. There's power in that, and we want to cultivate that. If you are facing stuff in your life and you feel isolated in it, I hope that today's message would stir you to reach out to others, to be vulnerable and reach out and say, I need the power of their agreement. I know that there is spiritual power that's going to be released by getting other people in on this, to get people standing with me in prayer. Okay? And so just as a little way of us coming together on this and applying it, we want to take some time this morning to share communion. And the way we want to do it this morning is just to get into twos or threes and do communion together. And maybe in your little group of the people you're with, maybe someone has something they'd like to be prayed for. And as you share communion together, you're agreeing on the power of the cup and the bread, of the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus breaking. You're agreeing that the power of that is released in our lives. And if there is something you need to see released and there's a prayer need, then you can agree on that too. You know, pray with each other and stand. And just allow the power of community, the power of numbers, the power of that influence to have a spiritual effect, have a breakthrough effect. Okay? So we do this very simply here at the Vineyard. We have, I'm going to pull the table forward there. We've got some little cups and some bread. Just so you know, we've got like a two-tiered system there. The really important people get the one cup and the less in that. The top layer of the lighter is just juice, grape juice, and the lower layer is wine. So if you don't do alcohol, we have an option there. And then there's bits of bread. And what I want to encourage you to do, we're going to bring the table forward and just come up, get a cup, get a piece of bread, and then take it to a group. You know, if it's just two or three or four, it doesn't matter. Find some people around you and then just stand there, do your communion together. Perhaps there'll be someone who takes the lead for you, and you'll figure it out. You're adults, you'll figure it out. If you're visiting today and that's incredibly awkward, it's a safe place here today. Just relax and enjoy it. Okay, so I'm going to pray, and then please just make your way up and come and grab this, and we'll spend 5 or 10 minutes doing that. Jesus, we thank you that you make it possible for us to come together, to experience, to receive, to understand, to see breakthrough together. You designed us for community. And so we come together to stand on the truth of your scripture, on the truth that you've created this kind of tool that you've created in heaven for us to come together and agree to witness together for things. And we just ask that we would step up to a new level in that in our lives, that we would see new breakthroughs as we come together. But even today as we share communion, may there be, in the power of us doing this together, in the agreement together, may there be an incredible release in our lives. So we thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood shed, for the body broken. And we long for every aspect of that to be released into our lives. Jesus, what you had in mind, the joy set before you when you endured the cross, whatever you pictured in that joy of freedom and deliverance and wholeness for us, we want to say yes to. We want to receive it in its fullness today. We want to say amen to it. So be it in us and in each other for your glory. Amen.